What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans, butter peas. Limas, it's all about the same thing.
Okay. You don't have any other kinds?
I don't believe so. I can't think of another right now. Well, now you can shell those snap beans or string beans after they get past, you know, when they're a little too old to string them like we do. You can shell them and use the shell beans, and we like them that way.
Okay. What do you call the types of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
I just call them greens.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasting eggs.
Roasting eggs. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel, and just runs along the ground?
Chipmunk.
It's light with dark stripes.
And mean as a squirrel.
And what?
Mean as a squirrel.
Yeah. I've been reading about the squirrels migrating in Georgia. Have you read about that?
I think they've all come to Troup County. Maybe there were some men
They're leaving northern Georgia.
Well, they tell me there's not enough nuts and stuff up there for them to feed this winter.
That's what I read.
And I imagine that's... Well, they won't find them when they come to Troup County because they've already gotten what few we had. And then those little chipmunks, they're just as bad, sure enough. They eat the squirrels. I mean, the nuts just like the squirrels do. And my cat's caught four of them here in a week's time, a week or two ago.
I didn't know a cat could catch one of them.
Well, they catch them. I've got one that hunts and catches them, and I think the other one eats them. So.
What's a little animal that's black with white stripes down its back and it smells bad?
Skunk. Poor cat.
What do you call a little creature about so big or up to this big that hops along the ground?
Yeah, I miss that one. The other couple is a frog.
Okay, just frog, no?
That's all I would know. We used to call them hoppy toads when we were little.
Okay. What do you call the smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise?
Is it a tree frog?
What do you call ordinary worms used for baiting and fishing? Kind you dig up out of the ground?
Yeah, they bait.
Just bait?
Earthworms.
Earthworms?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call large worms that are used for bait? Great big ones. Do you have a different word for them?
Well, they're Catawba worms, but now I don't know what they are. I've never seen one.
Okay.
And they have something else they hunt around here, fish with and put on it. I think we find them in the woods. What are they, Margaret, you know?
What?
Whatever it is they hunt in the woods.
I'm missing this fish.
Something
what do you call large worms
fish bait.
Great big worms.
Catawba worms, they have those, but now I don't know what they are. Well, that's a grub horn too.
All right.
What you have on there? What others are listed there?
Well, we have here dew worm, night crawler, Georgia wiggler, town worm, pink worm, grub worm, earthworm.
You may be talking about the. That slipped my mind.
I think what it's what I would call a night crawler where I come from. I don't know what you call it here.